Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when voices are being raised in the name of humanity, in the name of decency, in the name of democracy and peace and everything that we value. May Vladimir Putin see some kind of change of heart, which is very unlikely. And absent that, may the cooperation between Western nations only intensify to try to undo this devastating and massive, it's almost 200,000 troops, people are estimating, that Putin is sending into Ukraine. But some of the early reports, it hasn't been easy going for them. They've experienced some significant losses, and we may have overestimated their battle readiness and worthiness. To talk about all of this, and somebody with perspective on defense issues going back a long time, a senior non-resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute named Dustin Walker. He was the chief national security spokesman for Senator John McCain from 2015 to 2017. Before that, he served Senator Jim Imhoff of Oklahoma and Senator McCain as lead advisor on foreign policy and defense matters in the Senate Armed Services Committee. Dustin, it's great to welcome you to the show, and thank you for joining us. There's a very moving piece, and I think you probably have seen it, by E.J. Montini at the Arizona Republic, and talking about missing John McCain right now. You wrote speeches for Senator McCain. What would he be saying right now to his country and to his countrymen about what's happening in Europe?
Well, not a day goes by that I don't miss Senator McCain. And I think the events of the last several hours, of course, are making a lot of people around the world feel that way. And I think Ukrainians would certainly be the first to have those kinds of feelings. Back in 2013, when Ukrainians stood up for their own democracy and wanted to chart a European future, Senator McCain was one of the first people to fly to Kyiv and go to the Maidan to tell the people of Ukraine that he was in support of their aspirations. And I think right now he would be reminding us of what a Ukrainian poet once said, that Ukrainians are part of the family of the free, and that Americans should be supporting them in their cause and in their need at this grave hour.
Beautifully said, and thank you. Do you understand why it is that there are many prominent Republicans, both in the media and in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, certainly, who are openly pro-Putin in this confrontation? Do you understand that?
Look, I understand no one who has sympathy for Vladimir Putin. What I'll say is, to take a step back from some of these extreme voices, I think it's absolutely right for Americans to ask questions about the interests we have in the world, about how something like what's happening in Ukraine really affects us and what we ought to be willing to do as a result. I think that's perfectly legitimate, and we should have that conversation. I just don't see how once you start having that conversation and you look what's happening, you can come to any other conclusion than Vladimir Putin is an evil man who is prepared to prey on free nations, and that if he does not pay a cost for doing so, he will keep at it. And eventually, initially this is going to come at the expense of America's economic prosperity. For all your listeners right now who are filling up their cars at the gas station, they're already feeling that pain. So it starts there. But eventually, it can come at the expense of our security. That's a lesson that we've learned too often in history, and I don't understand why we need to relearn that again. So right now is the time to take action, to stand in solidarity with Ukraine, to support them with the military assistance that they need, to prepare to care for refugees and the displaced, and alleviate the human suffering that is being caused, being wrought by Vladimir Putin right now, to reinforce deterrence on NATO's eastern flank so that we can limit the damage that will be done to American interests in the world. And if we don't do that, the damage could be very real indeed.
There's a... And I think this is worth responding to, too. There's just released on CBS News, in the midst of the Russian attack on Ukraine, a member of the Ukrainian parliament, elected member, whose name is Halina Yanchenko, gave an emotional plea to the American people. Listen.
Please save Ukrainian men, women, and children.
Helena, I can hear it in your voice. I mean, this is a...
Block Russia from Sweden. I beg you, please save our people. Another dozen of people and maybe hundreds of people might be murdered tonight.
Is she exaggerating, overreacting?
No, you know, there's no other way to say it. Ukraine is fighting for its survival right now. And so, you know, it's hard not to, to listen to that and you know, share in the emotion that she feels. One thing that I think, you know, going back to your previous question about wondering about our stake in this, one thing that's really interesting is Ukraine's not just fighting for its survival now. It's been doing so for the last 8 years. Since the first time that Vladimir Putin invaded and amputated part of Ukraine in the Crimean Peninsula and occupied the Donbass. And through all that time, I have never heard anyone in Ukraine, whether it's someone in the government or, you know, a man on the street, ask anyone to do Ukraine's fighting for them. They have never asked for that. And they're not even asking for it now. What they want is the political and economic support and some military assistance that is fully within our means to provide, and not only us, our European allies as well. That's what Ukraine is asking for. In fact, they are standing proudly right now in defense of their country. And I think that we should see, you know, I think we like to see something of ourselves in people who are willing to do that. And I think it's time for us to step up and to listen to what that brave woman was calling on us to do.
What do you think the long run, and first the short run, and then the longer run future looks like? Is there some way that if the losses mount up, and apparently they've started for Putin's invasion, is there a chance, you think, reasonably, if the sanctions bite hard enough, if they become serious enough, destroying the Russian economy, to negotiate a way out for Putin and for the survival of Ukraine? Do you think that's reasonable to hope for?
Certainly that's the hope. My fear, actually, is that while I'm encouraged by some of the initial signs that we've seen that Ukraine has been successful in sort of defending itself in certain locations, retaking some airfields, I fear that we have not yet seen the full brunt of the Russian attack. I think even the Department of Defense today was admitting some level of surprise that we haven't seen sort of the huge air and missile campaign that we thought would take place, or even the cyber attacks that would make Ukraine go dark. But we haven't yet really seen that. And you only need to look at what's happened previously in places like Syria or Georgia or Ukraine before to know that the Russians are fully capable of doing that. So I don't know. However, we do know that Putin is sensitive to consequences at home. Casualties did pile up.
and demonstrations everywhere. Dustin Walker of American Enterprise Institute, thank you for your service to our country and to your enlightenment here. We will be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. And use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, headline from the Washington Post, the U.S. believes Russia has launched more than 160 missiles into Ukraine. It's also covered by ABC and NBC News. 160 missiles. At least 57 people have died. It's amazing that it's that low, to say at least, have been killed after Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, so said the health minister, Viktor Liashko, today. A senior defense official told reporters that so far Russia had fired more than 160 missiles to Ukrainian targets. One of the things that's amazing to think about is when you think about those missiles, and I think about this whenever there are those rocket attacks from Gaza, from Palestinian terrorists in the Middle East, and rocket attacks on Israel, and just the amount of rebuilding that has to be done. The losses of families who see their homes blown up. 160 missiles. Now that's a drop in the bucket. The Russians have lots and lots of missiles. But what are they achieving? Who are they punishing? These are not military casualties that they're talking about. And while all that is going on, there's a different concern that is also headlined in the Washington Post. The headline says, "The trucker convoy is demanding our attention, but what do they want?" The National Guard has been activated. State police are on high alert. Snow trucks are positioned to thwart the invasion. And Capitol Hill is full of unmarked cars parked in strategic spots and waiting. A crisis has erupted overseas. But these measures and the millions of dollars they will cost us have nothing to do with Vladimir Putin. Bob Bolas and his four trucks are coming. Yep, that's right. With the international gaze fixed on Ukraine, Bolas decided to launch his own war in our backyard. And what he had to say is, they don't have enough cops. Enough people to stop us, Bolas told me from his rest stop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on his way to D.C. We're going to shut the beltway down. And that is why, because the beltway is somehow should be shut down. The people who go to work, who work at the Pentagon, people who work in government agencies, people who work on trying to get emergency medical supplies and support for Ukraine, people like that need to be shut down. They need to be attacked by a bunch of American Freedom Convoy demonstrators. This is the New York Times. They were at the kickoff at Adelanto, California, at a parking lot where there were a number of trucks that assembled. They had about 40 trucks that were there that were going to be driving from California to Washington. Many of those behind the demonstration, which was planned as an American version of the past month's chaotic Canadian protest, have connections to the violent attack on the Capitol in January of 2021. Or they supported the basis for that attack, that the fraud in the 2020 presidential election was to blame for President Donald J. Trump's defeat. Basically what they say is, we're just trying to show that the people who back us believe in our own beliefs or what our country needs to go back to, said Jeff Sandberg, a Republican truck driver from Texas, whose vehicle was hauling a massive banner covered in slogans such as, "We will not comply," triple exclamation point, and "Let's go, Brandon." Of course, that a reference to President Biden, not a flattering one. Brian Brace, a convoy spokesman and Ohio-based truck driver, said the motorcade was expected to grow as the trucks wended their way across the country. "We believe tens of thousands will join in," he said. They're starting with 40. About 40 truckers were on hand with the rigs in the convoy. They rolled out on Wednesday in Adelanto, California, about 180 miles west of Arizona state line. A flag-strewn send-off rally that resembled a Make America Great Again event drew about 100 more vehicles. The group behind the convoy, one of several in the United States expected to launch over the next few days, is demanding an end to the national emergency meant to streamline the government response to the pandemic that was first declared by Donald Trump in March 2020 and recently extended by Joe Biden. The protesters also want congressional hearings into the origins of the pandemic and an end to government health rules requiring masks and vaccinations, a move that has already begun as new cases have ebbed. Mr. Brace, a former public affairs director for an advocacy group that pushed during the Trump administration to relax limits on driving time for commercial truckers, he said that the cross-country protest would be peaceful. Good. Statement by the group said the demonstration would end near the nation's capital, but that the convoy would not enter Washington. Now, that's particularly good, and that's different from what other people are saying about this. Law enforcement authorities warned against the disruption of the sort that roiled Canada for several weeks. Attempting to block or shut down a freeway or state highway to protest is unlawful, dangerous, and prevents motorists from safely reaching their destination, the California Highway Patrol said in a statement. If necessary, the CHP will take enforcement action that includes, but is not limited to, issuing citations, impounding vehicles, arresting individuals who intentionally block traffic on the state's transportation system or pose a threat to public safety. I just want to remind everybody out there what it felt like during the Black Lives Matter protests, when left-wing protesters would get on the freeway and sit down and make it impossible to get home, making it impossible to travel if you had to go to an appointment, if you had to go to your daughter's soccer game, if you had to go anywhere, couldn't do it because they were having a demonstration and they were protesting and they were shutting things down. Do you remember how angry you may have felt? I did. And so is it better if you're blocked with a great big truck rather than a bunch of people sitting on the freeway? It's not better. It's the same damn thing. And it's outrageous and childish and destructive and un-American. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be back with more on what people call the war at home. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After weeks of warning of severe sanctions if Russia invaded Ukraine, President Joe Biden addressed the nation as President Vladimir Putin has fully invaded Ukraine.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time.
Despite the fact that Putin attacked Ukraine from all sides, Biden stopped short of sanctioning Putin himself or cutting Russia off from the SWIFT international banking system. Biden also maintained that U.S. forces will not fight Russians on the ground, but announced he is authorizing an additional 7,000 troops deployed to Germany as part of NATO's response force. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, there is war going on. We will know better the direction the war is taking. But there's also the ongoing political war. And again, the situation in Ukraine should unite Americans. It shouldn't be exploited by any side, either side, any side at all. And by the way, and that means for people who are outright Putin supporters or who believe the United States has no stake in what is going on in Ukraine right now, I think it's okay, right, to criticize people who make that mistake, because the issue is important enough. The New York Times writes, the scope of Mr. Putin's professed ambition is alarming and bewildering for much of the world. As Mr. Biden asked, who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors? And neighbors, by the way, who very much wanted to live in peace. There was no Ukrainian provocation to this. The magnitude of the Russian gamble is staggering. Whatever Mr. Putin's ideas on how Ukraine should relate to Russia, whatever his grievances over Western encroachment on what he perceives as Russia's sphere of influence, whatever his views on Russia's place in Europe and the world, an unprovoked invasion of a sovereign European state on a continent and in a century when it was thought to be no longer possible is an unprovoked declaration of war on a major scale. If nothing else, writes the Times in their editorial today, Mr. Putin should consider what this means for his people to whom he has lied day after day about purported threats and slights from Ukraine and the West. There will be body bags coming home to Russia, and economic dislocation and global ostracism for a nation that has suffered terribly over the past century from war and totalitarian rule. The demonstrations that are going on in Russia, and with, by the way, President Putin's most impressive critic, Alexei Navalny, still suffering in jail. And his real crime was he made a documentary film called Putin's Palace, which actually, it's amazing that he got that done. He used various helpers and people who just took pictures about the way that Putin lives. And the luxury he has, the literally billions of dollars of money that he has stolen from the Russian people as part of his presidency. And this is why saying anything good or exculpatory at all about Vladimir Putin is so appallingly wrong. Last night, President Trump at Mar-a-Lago was at a campaign fundraiser for his candidate, the Trump-endorsed candidate for the Senate in North Carolina, replacing Richard Burr. And there was also Adam Laxalt, who is a Trump-approved candidate for Senate in Nevada. That's considered one of the most vulnerable Democratic seats. And then Herschel Walker, who, great football star, who is the Trump-approved candidate in Georgia. And this is the problem, is in his speech, Trump doubled down on what a brilliant strategist Putin was, how well he knows him, how much he likes him, what a great lover of his own country he was. And again, if you look at that Alexei Navalny, Putin's palace revelations, none of this is true. And it matters. And given the fact that one of the strategies that the U.S. has, one of the very few strategies that we have, is actually to ostracize Putin, to make it clear that the whole world is appalled at what is happening here. This is the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, who actually pleaded to Vladimir Putin. This is speaking for the United Nations, which is not noted for its courageous or appropriate stands. But here they're taking one. Listen, clip
President
one.
President Putin, in the name of humanity, bring your troops back to Russia. In the name of humanity, do not allow to start in Europe what could be the worst war since the beginning of the century.
Since the beginning of this new century. He's not including the 20th century, of course. But still a terrible eventuality. And there is this, the Trump at that fundraiser, the same night, and just as the war was beginning, President Trump knew who to blame in a television interview. Here is what he had to say. It's clip five.
And now he sees the weakness and the incompetence and the stupidity of this administration. And as an American, I'm angry about it and I'm saddened by it. And it all happened because of a rigged election. This would have never happened.
This would have never happened if it hadn't been a rigged election. Look, Biden could be a lot better, but at the moment he's the president we have. And the problem here is actually sending Putin a message that is the opposite of the message of ostracism and the fact that he needs to be recognized how alone he is in the whole world. This is a statement of Leon Panetta, former defense secretary, former member of Congress, and the former head of the CIA. Clip 16.
As former CIA director, we had some very clear profiles on Putin that started with KGB, KGB, KGB. That was his background. That's what he's about, is the exercise of power. And he is somebody who really believes that Russia has the right to not only expand its borders and to kind of reestablish the old former Soviet Union, but he's somebody who has spent his life trying to undermine the United States of America. For those that would praise Putin, they need to know that Putin's first priority is to undermine the United States of America, to weaken us, and to do everything possible to try to cripple our democracy. That's what Putin is about.
I think that it's tough to disagree with Director Panetta, which is why when people say, well, wait, China's a bigger enemy. China's a big enemy. And they happen to be trying to collaborate hand in glove with the Russians right now. But China has not sent major troop concentrations or sent 160 missiles or attacked anyone. And the best way to make sure that they don't do that, the best way to deter China, is to make it very clear that there are consequences, that this is not a war that in any sense Vladimir Putin deserves to win or can be allowed to win. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is a statement from the officials with the U.S. Capitol Police. They said they would facilitate the demonstration. That's the truckers who are heading to Washington, D.C. They would facilitate the demonstration as a lawful First Amendment activity, but also set some security measures in motion. The Defense Department authorized deployment of about 700 unarmed National Guard personnel from the District of Columbia and neighboring states to help manage traffic, and Capitol Police said the plans were being drawn up to reinstall the temporary fence that was erected around the Capitol after last year's January 6th riot. Let us hope that fence will be entirely unnecessary. Let's go to Gary in Puyallup, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Michael.
You
have been reluctant to support the truckers because you feel like it's pointless, but I would disagree. The reason for any protest is to bring to light a problem that is not, and the message is not getting through. And by creating a protest, people pay more attention. Would you agree with that?
Sure. And look, again, just as the Capitol Police said, they have a right to protest. What they don't have a right to do is to block traffic. What they don't have the right to do is to ruin people's businesses. That's what I hated about the BLM protests in Portland, for instance, where there were literally dozens of businesses that suffered for no reason and for no purpose. And one of the things that I think that people need to keep in mind about protests, and I would imagine you agree with that, is that that basically your protest is going to be more successful if you draw people to you, not if you get them ticked off. And I think what's happening in New Zealand right now, what happened in Canada, was very much that for the people who live and work in Ottawa, not the members of parliament they were aiming at, but for just normal Joes and Janes who live their lives, the idea of the truckers taking over the streets and keeping people awake by honking horns in the middle of the night, it's not a good way to persuade people, is it?
Well, to some point, but also did that not in Canada bring an awareness to much more Canadians than had it been just a little bit of quiet riot, or not quiet riot, quiet protest?
Awareness of what? What is it that is not being heard?
The fact that Trudeau is a tyrant and...
Well, he didn't declare that state of emergency until the truckers had been there for a couple of weeks already and locking things down in Quebec.
I'm not an expert on Canadian law, but my understanding is this is the first time it's ever been invoked. He's coming down like a hammer.
It's not the first time. It's the second time because his father had actually invoked it on Quebec. I misspoke. He had invoked it basically nationwide and basically said, look, you may have strong feelings about vaccines, but really, should that allow you to try to interfere with people who want to get vaccines and who understand that getting a vaccine will greatly reduce your risk of death? If you're vaxxed and boosted, do you have 51 your chances of getting the virus are 51 times greater than if you're unvaccinated than people who've actually gotten vaccinated and boosted?
Oh, I've been double vaccinated.
Good.
So I agree with being vaccinated. I don't like the way our government is requiring things. You know very well here in the state of Washington how our governor has stepped in and taken powers that were supposed to be weeks long.
Okay, but the fact is, it hasn't been perfectly handled. But I was just looking at the level of infection and the level of vaccination in Washington, and we're not the best in the country, but we're among the best in the country. And again, when you're talking about saving lives, I don't think that there's anything that Governor Inslee has done, or frankly, that Justin Trudeau has done that would classify as tyrant. You want to look for a tyrant? That's that guy over in Moscow. Hey, appreciate your call very much. Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Time goes fast when I'm listening to your show.
Thank you.
What's the name? I think it seems like Putin has to like to calculate, or he has the propensity to attack or invade when Democrats are in office. I don't know why, but at this point he's acting like the emperor of Japan back in the days, and soon he's going to awake the dragon. But I think that if you look at Putin's point of view, he NATO, what's the name? Ukraine joining NATO is almost the same thing as the Cuban crisis back in the days. I don't know. It's like Russia used to be, the Soviet used to be like, the Voltron, basically. And I don't understand why the part of Voltron that's so connected to the border want to join the NATO, want to join NATO. That has to be a concern.
What country are you talking about? Which country?
I'm talking about Russia and Ukraine,
right,
and the similarity of Cuban
the Cuban missile crisis was actually about Russia installing Russian missiles in Cuba, 90 miles away from the United States. Now, we were way ahead in terms of our power and our missile placement of Russia at the time. That was a desperate move to try to punish the United States for having tried, at least that was the theory from the Kremlin, for having tried to liberate Cuba with the Bay of Pigs invasion, which was a disaster. But in any event, no one has said, and no one in NATO, NATO has 30 members. They're members of a mutual defense pact. No one had said that Ukraine was going to be admitted to NATO. It may be now, when this thing is over. In other words, Putin may get the opposite of what he wants. And don't you think, Sid, that Putin really wants to reassemble the Soviet Union? basically to put up that wall?
Yeah, absolutely. He want to do that. And one of the ways to do it is by not having somebody, a country that is connected to the West, which means NATO joining, which means Ukraine joining NATO. And let me say one thing, that U.S. has to stop being afraid of nuclear weapons. And, you know, Bob Marley said way back that don't be afraid of atomic energy. None of that can stop the time. I think that it takes more than just Putin himself to push any buttons. We are very powerful. The U.S. is very powerful. And our military is the top in the world. And we have to be stopped. We have to stop being scared.
Okay, but look, I agree with you on principle. I wouldn't bet my grandchildren's lives on what you're talking about. By the way, I do think, I strongly suspect that they do have the equivalent of one big button, and that Vladimir is the only one in touch with it. It's underestimating Putin is a real problem, just like overestimating him is. That's one of those things that we have to be careful about too, just as you're saying, not to be terrified. Tomorrow we have a segment about the second half of life that isn't about the horrors of getting old. It's about the joys of getting old. Arthur Brooks has written a new book. It's deeply provocative. It's by why most people say they're happier during that second half of life, after age 45, 50, the best time of life, really? We'll talk to Arthur Brooks about that. We'll also be talking to futurist Ian Bremmer, who is going to take a look at what the future might hold for the people of Ukraine. There's also a new report that Ukrainian males ages 18 to 60 are now banned from leaving the country. Now, who is doing the banning? Is that Russia or the Ukrainian government? We will find out. We will also be speaking about a bunch of movies that are coming up, one of which is about the world of music, and it will leave you with a song in your heart. We'll be reviewing that next time on The Medved Show on This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.